All right, let's talk some cricket. Darren Lehman is on the lines. We get ready for the first test in India. It's going to be good fun, 3 p.m. Check your local guides. Boof, good morning.
Morning, Half. How are you?
I'm well, mate. I'm very well indeed. You recover after the final on Saturday?
Yeah, it hurt a little bit, to be perfectly honest, Half.
It would have.
Hard work. We had to travel home. It was a great final, and we were on the wrong side. So it's just one of those things, isn't it?
It was the best game of T20 cricket I reckon I've ever seen. It was phenomenal.
It was a fantastic game, wasn't it? I mean, we probably had it in our grasp, and then a couple of young guys took it away from us. So, that was disappointing for the players, but it was a great final.
So we changed the colour of the ball, and we make it to an international level, and we've got a test match at Nagpur today. I need to talk to you about this wicket, that the vision coming through from India is very, very interesting. What do you make of what's been prepared for this test match?
Oh, it's just India, isn't it? It's just the way it spins. So it's no drums. I think they certainly spin more than they did in the past, than when we played. I think they sort of make sure the wicket is going to turn a bit earlier. I mean that because when we play, stayed pretty good for a few days and then started to take turn and then turn big on day five. So it's one of those things. You've got to get used to it, don't you, and play well. That's going to be a challenge for the Aussies. They're over there. They knew it was going to turn, so, there's nothing new there.
But what about these patches outside the left-handers off stump, a good length outside the left-handers off stump that seem to be being prepared differently to the rest of the wicket? What do you make of that?
Well, that's a bit different, half, isn't it? Again, it's another one. But look at the positive. If they spin it in that area and it spins into the middle of your bat, you can swing over leg side, can't you? So, there's always a positive you've got to take out of it. I mean, look, the other side of the coin is, Gabba this year was green, but when India came over, it was flat, wasn't it? So, look, it's to their own how they prepare their wickets. I mean, it's not ideal, but it is what it is, and that's their strength, so they're playing to it.
So, it will mean that Andrew McDonald and the selectors and the captain, Pat Cummins, will they have to go a little bit of horses for courses? And Todd Murphy seemingly is the guy that's going to get an opportunity as part of this wicket build-up and the way it's going to play, that they'll probably play Todd Murphy. Do you agree with that?
Well, if the rumours are true, his family flew out last night to get there in time, didn't they? So if that's true, then he's going to play. You wouldn't fly your family out if you're not going to play, for example. So, he's a highly talented player. I mean, I'm probably more with the Swepson or an Agar type to spin it the other way.
Yeah.
Two offies. Todd Murphy's very alike Gary Lyon. But if he's bowling well and they think he's in the best form, obviously, we can't see from here, but he's a highly talented player. So no dramas going that way. I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to get 20 wickets, and if they think that's the best way to get it, then that's fine. It's a bit of a horses for courses because I think they wouldn't have thought it was going to turn that much as such.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to turn quite a bit. So they're going to play the extra spinner, which means one of the quicks missed out. The last time we won in India, of course, I was even playing, that's how long ago it was. we played three quicks because we worked out that, it wasn't going to spin as much and reverse was a big player. And you bowled at stumps. So quicks were just as effective in that tour. And we had obviously the late break Shane Warne at one end, which is pretty handy in anyone's team. So, I mean, they've just got to work out what the best balance is to get 20 wickets.
So what about making some runs? Would you play Hanscom or Renshaw in the middle order?
I think they're going to go Hanscom, mate. Renshaw's been an outstanding form of play, spin really well. So, but the feeling I'm hearing from the camp is they'll probably go Hanscom because they've almost got too many left-handers there.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that.
I think they've probably got... When you bowlers can lock into a left, if you have a left right combination as such for the listeners, you can actually manufacture the field a little bit. So, too many left handers probably leans towards the Hanscom, although I'd like Renshaw to play because one, he's a Queenslander, but two, the way he plays spin is very proactive. They're both very good players, though.
Well, that would be five of the top six would be left handers if Renshaw plays. It's quite phenomenal.
That's right. So, that's why they'll go with the right hander. And Pete's a very good player and has a good record. So, I think Pete will play and do well.
All right, that's from the batting lineup. What about the opposition? Well, I was reading something this morning that Virat Kohli is averaged 26 points since the start of 2020, so he's on the decline, but there's so much more batting in India at the moment. Rohit Sharma's obviously there. You've got Shubman Gill, Pujara, Virat Kohli, obviously. Yadav can do great things. How do we get these guys out?
Well, Rohit Sharma is one of the top three blokes I've ever coached in my lifetime as a coach.
Really?
That's how highly I rate him when he was a young kid. And now he's captain of India and can play. So, they've got a few players around Virat Kohli, haven't they? So, For me, it's going to be a real challenge to keep them quiet. If they keep them quiet, we can win the series. If they get away to a fire, and that's not Einstein, is it, Half? I mean, we know we keep them quiet. But what I'm saying is, by that, I mean, get them out early.
Yep.
Don't let them get 50s and 60s and things like that, because that might be a winning, you know, individual score on the wickets like this. So we've got to get them out quickly and get on a bit of a roll. So we need new ball wickets early up front and put some pressure on, you know, Virat Kohli to make some big runs. Yes, he hasn't made runs for a while, but you know, he is a champion player, and you know, you don't write him off there.
No, I'd be reluctant to do that. So no Pant, no Bumrah. Is this our best chance for this test to get off to a flyer?
No, Bumrah hurts him. Pant, yeah, he cost us obviously in Australia. Fantastic player, and we wish him all the best in his recovery, first and foremost, so he can get back playing from that nasty car accident in Delhi. But Bumrah's the one that'll hurt him, because he can actually knock over the tail quite quickly. So, you know, and knock over quality players. He's a high-quality, high-octane bowler and can offer short runs. So that's the one that'll play in their hands better than most. Having said that, that's probably why they've gone spin, and they're going to play three or four spinners against us.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a fascinating series. I can't wait to see how it all unfolds. What happens now? Like, as we build up, what's happening in the camp as we speak? Because, you know, it's been a fairly lacklustre summer of Test cricket here. We spoke about that last time we had a chat. And now, all of a sudden, it starts to ramp up. This series into England. Does that get mentioned in the build-up to, righto, boys, we've got a big block of 5 months here. Let's really kick it off well today.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge thing. I mean, at the moment, they're probably still sleeping, mate, to be perfectly honest. they were talking about last night in the team meeting. They know it's a big 5 months coming up. You've got, they're away. They're not home until next summer, those guys. The guys that are going to IPL, for example. You know, they've got India, IPL, then they go to the Ashes World Championship, and then they come home for the home summer. So there's a long trip coming up for them. So I dare say they'll be thinking, right, this is a big... big hurrah if we win in India, win in England, and win the summer. You know, that puts them up as a team that's pretty special in Australian history. So, I think they'll be up for it. There's no doubt. There'll be some nerves though, Half. There'll be a lot of nerves first morning of the test. They'll be hoping to win the toss bat and have a good day to start the tour.
Give me a prediction, Boof. What happens for this test and for the series?
Well, I don't mind it playing on a turning track, so I'm actually going to go the Aussies 2-1, mainly because I think they'll make a turn. And sometimes if you get the toss right and you bat well and you get that 250, 300 mark, you know, you've got to bat bigger if you can, but if it's turning big, you don't want to need that much. So I actually think it plays into Australia's hands a little bit. So 2-1.
2-1. Sounds good to me. We'll look forward to chatting to you all about it through the next couple of weeks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, Arthur. See you, boys.